Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. In view of the continuing high numbers of corona infections, people in Germany must be prepared for even stricter restrictions. The federal states want to extend the current corona lockdown until at least December 20th and even tighten it up in some places. According to a draft resolution of the chair of the Minister-President's Conference dated November 22nd, which was made available to the RBB, the current regulations are to be extended until December 20th. However, federal states in which the 7-day incidence value shows a declining trend and is below 35 should be able to deviate from this. According to the proposal, the aim is to bring the incidence value below 50 by December 20th. If this is not achieved, the measures will be extended by 14 days. In addition, from December 1st to initially January 17th, further measures are to take effect. The proposal states, quote, private meetings with friends, relatives, and acquaintances are to be limited to one's own and another household, in any case up to 5 people. Children up to 14 years are excluded from this. There are to be exceptions for the Christmas holidays, however, when family members and friends from several households should be allowed to meet. Here, too, children up to 14 years of age should be excluded from the count. Before and after the holidays, quote, self-quarantine for several days is recommended if possible. Whether the exceptions planned for Christmas will also apply to New Year's Eve is still open in the draft resolution. However, it does provide for fireworks to be banned at the turn of the year to keep the capacities of the health system free and to avoid the gathering of large groups of people. Working in offices is to be reduced as much as possible, according to the resolution. From December 21st to January 3rd, employers are to examine whether, quote, generous home office solutions are possible. Mayor Mueller told the DPA on Sunday, quote, we agree that a lot has already been achieved, but not enough. Although the exponential growth has been slowed down, the infection figures are still too high. Against this background, it is currently unimaginable that we will now be able to repeal the measures that were decided upon earlier. Unquote. The bill also provides for stricter regulations on the obligation to wear masks, stating, quote, every person must wear a mask in closed rooms that are accessible to the public, during visits, or while in customer traffic. In addition, a mask must also be worn in public places in the open air where people are either in a confined space or not in motion. Details are to be determined by the local authorities. On Wednesday, the states will discuss their proposal with Chancellor Merkel and then decide on how to proceed with the new corona measures. The second stage of the Berlin rent cap started yesterday. Rents that are above certain limits must therefore be reduced. The Senate estimates that around 340,000 households will receive a rent reduction. The upper rent limits are dependent primarily on the year of construction of the apartment, but also on its equipment, for example, kitchen appliances, and location. Rents have been frozen since February, and there must not be any moderate increases before 2022. Although the Federal Constitutional Court does not intend to decide until next year whether the rent cap is constitutional or not, it had recently rejected the urgent application of a landlady who wanted to prevent the lowering of rents. Urban Development Senator Sebastian Scheel announced an extensive information package for the start of the second phase of the rent cap law. The heart of the package is the website mietendeckel.berlin.de, where one can find out what the law means in their specific case. Additionally, with the help of a rent cap calculator, one can find out whether their rent is considered excessive, according to the Senate's definition, and has to be reduced. You can visit the Mietendeckel website by following the link in our show notes. On Sunday afternoon, the Berlin police broke up a party in a Friedrichshain hostel with more than 50 people. According to police, marijuana, ecstasy, and speed were also found. It's being reported that the police had been alerted by an observer to a property on Markgrafendamm, where they encountered more than 30 people during a political meetup and discussion. Because everyone was following the corona rules, they were able to continue their debate. Then the police noticed a party in a neighboring hostel, and according to the info provided, the 52 participants there neither wore masks nor kept their distance. The personal details of all involved were recorded, and while the party was dissolved, some participants were able to stay in the hostel as they are living there. An administrative offense violation was also issued to all those present. A techno party with over 130 participants in Lichtenberg was also broken up by police on Sunday, as the mask and distancing regulations were, per a police tweet, quote, not completely detectable. Much will be different this holiday season in Berlin. According to Senator of Economics Ramona Popp, the New Year's Eve party at the Brandenburg Gate will be canceled this year because of the corona pandemic. Pop stated, quote, there will be no giant parties and family gatherings. Otherwise, we'll be threatened by the next wave of infection in February. There will also be no New Year's Eve party in Berlin at the Brandenburg Gate. There is one Berlin tradition that will continue during the corona crisis, however. This Advent season, a large Christmas tree will once again decorate Pariser Platz in front of the Brandenburg Gate. The 15-meter-high Colorado fir was to reach the capital yesterday. According to the Thuringian State Forestry Office, the 45-year-old tree comes from Breitenwabis in Eichsfeld, northern Thuringia, where it was felled on private property on Saturday. Thuringia has been supplying the Christmas tree for the Brandenburg Gate since 2015. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Please visit our website at berlinbriefing.de for more information about donating to help keep us up and running. That said, please remember, we are forever committed to keeping Berlin Briefing free and without advertisements for everyone. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.